Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does a moment of grace have the power to propel someone in a new and positive direction? This is the story of Angel Hatfield. Desperate news, she shared with her father, a pastor, and his response. Speaking of response, well, it's his response and her response and Suzanne and my response to God that has brought us all here together in this very special time, this moment with you. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know that however desperate your situation might be, there is always hope in Jesus. Sometimes we feel like our back is against the wall and there's nowhere to go. But when we come to Christ, there is hope. Because he loves you so much, dear friend. So much that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And yes, today, the living Christ, the resurrected Christ, brings resurrection hope to you. Will you turn your heart to Jesus? Will you open your heart and receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer. That's our hope. Angel Hatfield, she lives in Southern California with her husband and business partner, Rodney, surrounded by a house full of 7 kids. They are the owners of an organization you can find out more about, Serve Others. You can find out more at serveothers.com. Angel recently served as executive producer on the multi-award-winning Best Picture feature film, Because of Gracia, which ran in a limited theatrical release and is currently slated to release on DVD and SVOD in August of this year. Angel, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny and Suzanne. It's absolutely a pleasure to be a part of your radio program today.
Angel, where did you grow up?
Well, I am a native of Southern California, and that's where I currently reside. And we lived here most of my life, except when my father felt a call from the Lord for full-time ministry to become a pastor. So we transitioned to the Colorado Springs area, where he went to Bible college, before settling back into this area. So I'm a tried and true California native, and it's hard to travel to colder weather, but this is where the Lord has planted me.
Who influenced you most, Angel, in your growing up years?
Who has influenced me most?
Yes.
It was definitely my mom and my dad. They were, as I mentioned, they were believers. My father went to seminary and became a pastor. And my parents had that shaping and defining us. We were very much a part of the church. We heard all the Bible stories. We not only heard them, but we also saw my parents walk out their life of faith. For example, we would hear the stories about, you know, sharing with the widow or the orphan or the homeless, and then we would witness my parents go to the backyard and pick fruits and vegetables and take canned goods off the shelf, even though a very modest income provided through the church, and take them to those that had less or that were neighbors in need or neighbors that they wanted to reach. So I had the frontline witness from my parents that absolutely shaped me to see not only a saving faith, but an active faith that walked out in their lives. So they were very much key and instrumental growing up and shaping me the most in my formative years.
Share your journey of faith as you grew up in that environment. So God, the Bible, the Lord Jesus was spoken about.
Yes.
You saw that worked out in your parents' life around church, but your own faith, Angel, how did that grow?
Well, that's such a great question, because I've always shared the struggle that I ultimately hid in my teen years. Although I watched my parents live out their faith, I also heard a lot about works. And though grace was surrounding me, I heard works so much, at times I felt I was trying to climb that gym rope to get to heaven. And, you know, heaven was sure a lot further away than the top of that gym class. It just felt like such a work that, you know, am I saved, am I not saved? And it was my own internal angst and struggle. And I'm not sure where I really adopted that way of thinking, but it really started to rule over me. And I got to the point where I said, you know what, I don't think I can do this. And I literally went and believed the lie that there were more pleasures found in this world than pleasures found in God. So sure enough, I started pursuing a sinful lifestyle. I got picked up by a modeling agency, and I always say I took the e-ticket ride of, you know, being rubbing elbows and shoulders with people in an industry where there was a lot of partying and a lifestyle as such. And so I was on this very dark path and dark place, struggling, because I just felt like I couldn't do it. I didn't understand the gift of grace. I didn't understand that free gift. So I'm not sure how I didn't reconcile that in walking through, you know, my life and seeing so many key and integral people in the church and outside the church that loved the Lord, that loved me. And it was a real struggle for me. So it was very dark. And I my story actually leads to this place where, in those poor choices, all of a sudden I find myself in a youth as a pastor's daughter, pregnant. And it was such a key and defining place for me. That was literally the end of my rope. That is where I came to the bottom of that place where, you know, what do I do now? And it was really a moment of despair. I didn't want to disappoint my parents. I certainly even struggled with, you know, what decision should I make here? I knew that abortion was wrong by all means, but I was also struggling with the weight of feeling very isolated, alone, and disappointing my family, my parents, let alone also this congregation that would always, you know, be there with eyes watching. So it was a real struggle for me. And then I finally found that day where I decided to tell my parents I was 5 months pregnant. So I had hid it for 5 months and sat my folks down and was just so, so worried, felt such shame, felt such guilt, felt despair, and knew I needed to share it with them. I had to tell them. And I remember that moment, finally got the strength and had to look my dad in the eyes, my mom in the eyes, and looked at my father and just said, you know, Dad, I need to tell you that I'm pregnant. And my dad dropped his head and made my head drop. And he just paused for a few moments, and then he looked up at me with tears in his eyes. He says, you know, honey, I'm going to tell you, I'm disappointed. I am. And you've picked a hard path. And you've made choices where there will be consequences. And this is one of them. But you have a hard road ahead of you. You do. And it will be challenging, but I have to tell you, now I figure the Lord has given me more to love. And that pause in that moment, now I figure the Lord has given me more to love in response to the reaction of this child that's inside of me growing, was an absolutely shocking moment. And I clearly didn't get what I felt I deserved, and I clearly understood grace for the first moment in my life. That's what my father extended. And it was just such an overwhelming moment of asking him to forgive me, but more importantly, asking my Heavenly Father to forgive me. And it really radically changed my life. It changed my perspective, and I fully understood at that point. I had all the head knowledge in the world. Now it was coupled with my heart of understanding the free gift of grace.
Understanding in your heart the free gift of grace, as you say. Mm-hmm. Describe for us, Angel, how your father's reaction made you feel.
I've likened it to the gift of a big exhale. It's where you're holding your breath, expecting and what you think and know should come, and then that gift of it never really fully hitting you, and you just literally release that big sigh, that big breath comes out. It's the rock that comes off your back. It's that freedom that lets you fly. It lets you see things in a new light, and it literally catapults your life in a new direction. That was the feeling that it gave to me in that moment, that there was hope.
Hope. You wrote an op-ed piece. It was posted on Fox News. give us a little bit of the context of that. I think it's very fitting in relation to someone similar in a similar situation. Share with us.
Yeah, I was working on the project, the film project you mentioned earlier, because of Gracia, that actually has very much a storyline in the film that parallels my life story. And at the time, there was something else that came out in the news while we were in the midst of making this film and getting it ready for theatrical release. And what came out was a young girl back east by the name of Maddie Runkles had also discovered that she, too, was pregnant. And she, too, went through the same feelings and reactions that I had internalizing, because we've had a lot of conversations, she and I, since that time that I was aware of her story. And it was a struggle to share with her parents, and ultimately she attended a private Christian school where her father sat on the board and I believe led the board, where she had to share the fact that she was pregnant. And, you know, the school made a decision at that time, and hearing that knowledge and receiving that news, that they were not going to allow her to walk in her graduation ceremonies with her peers. And there had been quite a few different steps and measures taken to, you know, to discipline and to address the issue. And there were consequences for the actions and things that she had signed being a part of that private school. But my reaction to it was a little different. And although I don't slight the administration, I didn't sit in on their meetings, I'm not fully aware of that process. It was from my outsider's perspective that I felt they could have done it different and that they missed out on an opportunity. And I believe that based on my own story, my father's reaction, it changed my life. It was that 180 that moved me around and propelled me in a completely different path and trajectory of my life, where I ultimately went into full-time ministry. And so I think there was a platform and ability to witness a different reaction that could have also had such more positive reactions than the dissension that it created in the division and discussion.
I like the way you concluded your final remarks in that article, where you write, "Maddie's life may be far more difficult than her classmates, who will wait and do things in God's proper time and order. Mm-hmm. But letting them walk together could have been a God-honoring moment." I guess she wasn't able to walk, right, in her graduation?
That's correct. That's correct.
It could have been Go ahead.
No, please.
Yeah, I like the way you tied it together. It could have been a God-honoring moment that communicated grace, not license to sin, and a reminder that grace doesn't glorify sin. It simply covers it and glorifies God.
Amen.
Well, I love the way you put it.
Beautiful.
I love the way it, indeed. When we come back from our break, more from Angel Hatfield. Angel is a award-winning producer, executive producer on the multi-award-winning Best Picture film, feature film, Because of Gracia. When we come back, she'll share more with us. Her father extends grace. Now, you got to imagine, he's a pastor, he's setting an example, he's a human being, a man, hey. Men have pride. Men understand the weight, the gravitas of who they are and what they are to represent. And there's a lot that goes with it. A man needs to promote a certain kind of reputation. But his daughter, his love for her, he enveloped her with love. Stay with us. We'll be back with
more. The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The title of the article there on Fox News, the Fox News website, I was an unwed teen and had to tell my pastor father what happened next was an incredible shock. Angel Holscher Hatfield writes, and how did her father respond? Well, when she told him that she was pregnant, pastor, her father, it won't be easy. There will be struggles and a hard path ahead of you, but I love you, and now I figure I've been given more to love. Words of grace, transforming words from her father. You can find out more about Angel and Rodney and their company, Serve Others, at serveothers.com. That's S-E-R-V, others.com. Angel, what do you mean when you say, a leopard cannot change its spots, but I assure you that a caterpillar can turn into a butterfly?
Well, it is actually a motto that I adopted and shared with women when I started a program for incarcerated moms. And one of the things that I used to share with them weekly, too, is that we're all prisoners in our own regard, and Christ came to set us free. They're just behind physical bars. We all have a lot of things that hold us back, and most it's obviously tied with the enemy and the evil one that wants to hold us back from our fullest potential. And I think the enemy tries to tell us that lie, that a leopard cannot change its spots, to defeat us in our tracks. But with Christ, I assure you, a caterpillar can turn into a butterfly. That there is hope. There's a new life. It propels us in a new direction, and it absolutely sets us free. And that is what I mean by that statement. It's a dear one.
Someone today may feel, right now, they're stuck in their situation. Mm-hmm. Someone may be incarcerated that's listening to us. Someone may be driving or listening at home or at work. But they feel that. A word to them, Angel.
Well, it's a matter of recognizing the truth of that. The Lord will meet us in any of our situations wherever we're at. His arm is not too short to save any man. And that openness and willingness to open your heart and to call upon the name of the Lord and allow him into your life to give that new life and that new hope is the best decision any man can make. And I found that out many years ago. Thank the Lord. And that it was a choice and a decision in response to my father's reaction to me, that I didn't need to stay stuck, and I didn't need to feel shame and condemned and guilt, that I could have new life and new hope, and the Lord would use that pain, the Lord would use that story in so many myriads of ways over the past now 30 years, because that unborn child at the time just turned 30. And so there is hope for anyone, wherever they're at, that the Lord has a plan for you, hope for you, and a free gift if you just call upon the name of the Lord and receive that.
How did God prepare you, Angel, for starting your company serve others?
My journey, actually, as a young mom, I was in the corporate world for a while, and then had a second child in marriage and started creating that family unit, and was at home, and a friend invited me to a church program where I went and visited for the day. And while I was there, I felt a real stirring in my spirit that the Lord wanted me to do something there with that body. And sure enough, the church, after experiencing it and attending for a while and volunteering in different ways, the church approached me and said, you know, we've had our eye on you. We've heard about you. And would you be interested in coming on staff and taking a division that we're really wanting to grow, which was the children's ministry? And I found that so interesting in that, you know, my story where God changed my heart had applied to the birth of a child and an unborn child. And the Lord literally raised me up to start serving in a field that was larger than I would have ever thought for myself. And so it started out very small. And I felt like I was David tending sheep. And sure enough, was faithful to that ministry. I didn't have two coffers or a budget to rub together, but I sure had a faithful God. And I had a God that had been meeting me so many times in my life, like he did that moment when I told my parents I was pregnant. And thereafter, how will I provide? Where will the milk come from? The diapers come from? So the Lord started, not only did he then capture my heart and I was saved by faith, he then started growing my faith and his faithfulness to me. In those times when I didn't know where the resources would come from, in those times where I didn't know how I would solve that problem, in those times where I wasn't sure what the next step would be, the Lord was so faithful and so tender. He would reveal himself to me, whether through scripture or a friend's good word or just meeting a miracle in the moment, whether it be a bag of groceries, also up to now on my doorstep, you know, years later, like I witnessed my parents doing, the Lord using other believers. And so he started allowing me to grow in leaps and bounds by knowing his faithfulness. I have become to be known as a faith warrior. I believe in a big God, and I believe that he is capable and able to do all that he says within his word to us. And so he started stretching me and growing me that way in my life. Then in the years thereafter, went from a lot of areas of ministry, from children's to women's ministry, outreach, group life, all the various ministries within the local church. In addition, other calls started coming. And the call always had the same common thread. We've heard about you. And that first call I received at a larger level in ministry field was from a man by the name of Dr. John Trent. And he had a ministry which is called Encouraging Words at the time, which is now Strong Families. And he literally invited me to be part of his team, as I still served in the local church, but as a consultant to his ministry, to be a part of something larger and bigger beyond the borders of my own hometown and community. And so with that launch and working with him by writing a children's curriculum and creating volunteer guidelines to be able to take what was called a gathering of families with Dr. Trent and his team to teach on the blessing within the family and, you know, how to have a stronger family unit, the Lord started opening more and more doors. And at the time, then, there was a parallel track in my life where I served as a consultant to very many large nonprofits, such as MOPS International. And I also represented the faith-based audience to content coming out of the entertainment industry. So I would pair and partner the faith-based audiences with what I thought was great quality content, such as the Word of Promise audio Bible with Jim Caviezel, who portrayed Jesus in the Passion. So the Lord kept expanding my field and opening the doors and bringing new opportunities. So ultimately, I left full-time ministry and launched my company in that bigger arena to do just that, bring great quality content, not only to the faith-based, but to be able to create those tools that believers can use in reaching those within their community that need the hope of Jesus Christ.
It's a beautiful story of growth and progress and God's grace and connection. Mm-hmm. When you describe John Trent, you describe the opportunities that were given to you for mm-hmm. us to just hear how God brought you along. Now, mm-hmm. how did you feel? Again, I go back to feeling because sure. these things are happening, but the transformation is happening sure. as you go. Describe some of those feelings.
Sure. I'll go back to the phone call that I received from Dr. Trent and his team. The call was, like I said, we've heard about you, and I'm stunned, and I'm thinking I'm tending my sheep in this small community in South Orange County, California, and how in the world would you hear about me? And when they offered me to entertain a position where I would take the children, and Ryan Dobson, Dr. Dobson's son, would take the youth, and Dr. Trent would take the adults. And what they asked of me in that phone call is that, we believe that you're someone that could come on and take this area and arena and lead, and, you know, write a curriculum and put the volunteer guides together for the churches that will come on board and help host these. But what we would like is if you could send us a proposal by Friday. And this was like a Tuesday. And I was so stunned. I remember saying yes and hanging up the phone, and I just burst out crying. I thought, what have I gotten myself into? What am I going to do? I don't even know what I'm going to do. And I was absolutely anxious in my spirit. Bed that night, in the middle of the night, the Lord woke me up. He says, Angel, you're absolutely right. You can't do this, but I can. And the Lord literally called me out of my bed into the living room, and I sat down there with a pen and a pad and paper and just started writing down everything beautiful he was giving me. And I started to cry because it was absolutely beautiful, because God is, and he had a message that he wanted me to deliver to those children and those youth and those families. And I saw God's faithfulness to say, you're right, Angel. You can't, but I can. And that was the common thread thereafter. Don't rely on you. You know, you can have learned knowledge and you can have skills learned, but you trust upon the Lord to lead you, to elevate you, and to take you. Because, see, that's stepping onto a field with not just a slingshot and a stone, but a very big God that I believe in. So I've seen his faithfulness, and that's what I was feeling, that I can't. But the Lord's saying, you're right, Angel, but I can't. And trusting that he can.
See, this, Suzanne, is a description of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly.
Well, absolutely. And what I'm loving is how the Lord faithfully kept going before her and sharing her with others, totally unbeknownst to her. And then she gets a phone call, I've heard about you. That's amazing. It's wonderful.
Well, and that's, and I, dear one, as you listen, as we listen to Angel, as she shares her story with us, let's not miss the underlying thread that connects us to what God is doing in her life, the thread that God could do in your life as well. And it just goes back. A leopard cannot change its spots, but as Angel says, I assure you, a caterpillar can turn into a butterfly. And we are seeing and getting a sense, a taste, as it were, of what it was like and what it's like for her. Now she is the owner of Serve Others. You can find out more at serveothers.com, S-E-R-V-others.com. Her clients and projects include notables as Jim Caviezel, as she mentioned, Passion of the Christ, political analyst, author, filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, and hundreds more. Angel Hatfield, sharing heart to heart with us. More when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Angel Holscher Hatfield, she says, grace has the power to change one within, which unleashes the feeling of freedom and direction, not the opposite. You're listening to The Good Life radio program. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer. We're grateful that you're with us today. Angel Hatfield, our guest today. You can find out more about Angel at serveothers.com. That's serveothers.com. And if you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught the tail end of our last segment. Hey, look, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can listen to it again. Share it. Share it with a family member or friend. Angel, because of Gracia, Best Picture Feature Film award-winning, it had a limited theatrical release. Give us a snapshot, maybe a preview of what Because of Gracia is about.
Sure, and I'll probably want to back it up just a moment because it just so ties in with everything we've been talking and it's beneficial to you and to your listeners, I'm sure. When our company has been around now since 2011, and we've had a lot of projects come across our desk, and through the years, it's been built by word of mouth referral, which we love that. And we had another filmmaker, a client of ours, get a phone call from another filmmaker out of the country. They were out of Canada and asked for a referral. Sure enough, this project came to our desk. So the film had actually been completed. It was post-production when I came on board as an executive producer to do a variety of different functions and roles, taking it to theatrical. But this was the getcha. This is the way God works. This is the way he wraps things up so neatly. I watched the film with my husband and business partner, and I had to stop it at one point, and I looked at my husband, and I said, I feel like this was written on the story of my life. And I had goosebumps and chills, because the storyline within this, because of Gracia feature film, it follows four different individuals on their last senior year of high school on a high school campus. And within those four individuals, they pair up as couples. And there's the main lead character is Mariah Peters, who plays Gracia. Because of Gracia means because of grace. And she is a gal that's sort of upsetting the status quo on campus. There's something different about her. She's challenging within the debate class people's thinking and stretching their thinking. And she has a very sweet spirit. And she is connected with another young man that just is drawn to her light. And Chase, her counterpart, always identifies himself as a closet Christian. So this is a couple where you see this romance sort of blossoming, this friendship actually blossoming. They're becoming closer. They're relying on each other and sharing things with one another, but absolutely having established boundaries. On the other side of the coin, you have another couple where he is a young man that has fallen helplessly in love and spent with a young girl, and she's the pastor's daughter. And he is pressuring her, and through peer pressure, she gives in to the pressure. And she finds herself also ultimately needing to make a decision. And so it's an amazing story to watch self unfold, where you almost see a couple in a counterbalance to doing things God's way and doing it the right way, in the way that is so pure and it's protected, and it saves us from those consequences like this other couple faced. Now, God is still good in both those storylines, and God is still good in the hearts and lives of all those decisions for all four of those individuals. He's good that way. But it also shows the beauty of doing things God's way. And also, as it plays out, God's grace still applies, though there's a harder path with the other couple. So it has a lot of humor in it. It's a beautiful story. It has a scenes at the end that just absolutely pay off. I have watched it myself scores of times. And I've seen a lot of films, see a lot of screeners and see a lot of movies and go to a lot of premieres. And every time I watch this, it absolutely grips my heart and it just brings chills and tears. And it's not so much that it's such a fresh story for me. It's just an anointed film. The message is great. It's solid for today's youth and families. And it's a tool. I think it's a tool that can break through to mainstream and have an impact, because that's certainly what we're hearing from across the land for those that have watched it.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope? What do you hope? With such a powerful portrayal of God's grace.
The first thing that comes to mind is hide it under a bushel. No. Meaning that for those that have seen it, my voice can only go so far. And my encouragement for others to watch it can only go so far. But if we as a body of believers can embrace and see this message, just like we do the good news, and start sharing that, being more vocal about that, for others to have the opportunity to see it, it's a life changer. It absolutely is. And it's a spiritual life changer. And so my hope is that the Lord allows us to go far and wide, and that's in any outlet or forum or format that one can find it. And, whether it comes to DVD or eventually go to broadcast in any way that somebody can watch this, to highly encourage those that have to do the share factor, because it's impactful. I want to see lives changed with that.
Your father. Let's go back to your father. Having seen your growth and how God has taken you and given you eagle's wings, as it were, in your life, how has he responded to what the Lord has done?
Oh, just absolutely overjoyed. And I'm constantly reinforcing to him, the beauty of him living out his faith for me to be the recipient of that. That he was a recipient of God's grace, and then to extend it to me, it's just that factor that impacts generation to generation to generation. He was very keen, integral in the forming of my son and then ultimately sons and their life and shaping them. He was that pillar, that rock, that go-to source. And for him to see the fruit that has come from those days that were dark and that were challenging, and that God does make beauty from ashes and God restores and redeems things and brings new life and hope. It's just been a blessing to my father. He's getting older in years and can't travel as much or participate in as much, but he certainly loves it when we come and share the fruit, and he gets excited. He's a tender heart. He still has very much a tender heart. He has a shepherd's heart. So it blesses him, and blesses him to see within my sons that they're changing and evolving and getting stronger in their faith. It's just beauty. It's beauty for him to witness, and it's a blessing for him in this life, though, again, I recently had a conversation with him, and we were talking about storing up our treasures in heaven. I said, Dad, do you recognize what that is? They have a name. That's what your treasures are. They have a name. And that's my name. And that's my son's name. That your treasures, Dad, that you stored up, have names. And so that impact of recognizing that where we toil and what we look to work towards, that value isn't just the treasures that we would think of in heaven of what is my mansion going to look like, but I believe that those treasures are going to be the names that stand before God, the names that we're going to see that we impacted. So it's been a real blessing for me to share that fruit with him.
Angel, today a father, a mother is at the crossroads. They are wrestling with news that they have heard of their own child, and they are disappointed. They are heartbroken. What would you say? They're believers. They know the shame. They know the misunderstanding. They know rejection could come. What would you say to a father or mother today?
Love is a verb. It's action, and it's an extension of God's love. It's that agape love and embracing love, and don't give in to fear, because see, we either live by fear or faith, and fear is you know, from father of lies and faces from trusting the Lord even in the bad situations, that God redeems it and brings beauty and fruit from that. Interestingly enough, when we were screening this film across the land, there was one particular screening that we were at where afterwards a man came up and made a beeline to me. I saw him come across the auditorium, and he was in a hurry coming straight for me. And when he got up close, I could see tears in his eyes, and they were streaming down his cheeks. He said, "I just want to tell you something. I was that guy. I was that guy." And I thought he meant the young man that had pushed the young girl for poor choices and where they'd made the poor decision, and ultimately she was pregnant. And it took me a while in our conversation to recognize he meant he was that father. He was that pastor. And he went on to share a story, and he kept saying, "Everyone needs to see this film." He says, "I was that guy." He goes, and sadly to say, I absolutely, even as a pastor, entertained for my daughter to have an abortion because I couldn't face the shame that I felt. Isn't that sick? And that man, I said, "Well, you know what? The Lord, you know, your heart was changed. The Lord worked in your life," because he shared that in that moment he was getting real and raw in his innermost spirit. He was more worried about what the world thought, or about what how others would respond, or that level of perfection, or that level as a leader to not ever fail or fall. But we all do every single day. And our goal is to continue to grow in our life and our learning from the Lord in that cyclical pattern and fashion that only goes deeper. That's our spiritual formation. But my hope and prayer is that love is an action. It's a verb. Lean in and love like my father did. It will be a faith journey. But isn't that what saved us? Now watch the Lord carry us. And that would be my encouragement, to trust the Lord, embrace the new life, and be confident that the Lord's going to bring a testimony out of that test, and some beauty and ministries out of those miseries, and that there's hope.
A message of tenderness and yet a message of strength to you, dear one. Oh, God knows you. He knows your situation. He knows where you are and where you are with your family today. And the Lord brings Angel Hatfield and the movie because of gracia, because of grace, to speak into your life. When we come back, we'll spend some time in prayer. We'll spend some time with more encouragement. But prayer, oh, God hears and answers prayer. For a crying heart, for a yearning heart, God hears. He hears and he answers. Heart to Heart with you, dear friend, Angel Hatfield. Serve Others, serveothers.com. That's S-E-R-V, others.com. You can find out more about Rodney and Angel Hatfield. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Angel Hatfield is a visionary with a passion for ministry, strong leadership, and organizational skills, coupled with an entrepreneurial spirit that helped launch her company, Serve Others, in 2011. Find out more about Angel and Serve Others at serveothers.com. That's S-E-R-V, others.com. And this program available to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Angel, certain qualities that you possess, and of course, it's embodied in you, and it's something that permeates throughout the company. But I see these words, maximize, ideation, activator, futuristic means. Explain a little bit what you mean by maximize as a core value there in your company.
Sure. It actually means the ability to be able to take people, whether assembling a team or a volunteer base within church leadership or teams on a project, and be able to put them in their sweet spot to maximize their fullest potential. So it's the ability to really identify someone, whether looking at their spiritual gifting, their skill set, their personality type, and knowing really where they should sit on the bus to ensure that the project is holistic, united, going in the right direction, and more importantly, successful and fruitful. And so that's really the gift of maximizing, is seeing people, their potential, and letting them shine in their sweet spot.
How about ideation?
Ideation are the big ideas, and that's the Lord's made me that visionary, and creativity is very much a part of my life. I've learned through the years that those boardroom meetings for big ideas should also have like-minded, and not necessarily everybody should be a part. But it is just saying, you know, Lord, we want to dream big. God, where are you leading us? What are you calling us to do? Or what can we do to problem solve or expand this ministry or this mission field or take the project to completion? And so ideation comes up with those ideas to really solve or put a plan in place and to execute that plan to see success on that project or that ministry goal or whatever it may be in front of us.
And activator and futuristic means?
Activator means usually, most often than not, since I am a visionary and the role I fulfill is sort of coming up with that idea and helping put that plan into place, I want to make it happen now. I'm not necessarily so patient. I'm the one that says, okay, we've got everything in line, let's go. Ultimately, patience has served me well because we'll ultimately go at the right time, but it's activating it, getting those little cogs in the wheel moving to make sure that everything goes forward and activate the plan to bring it to fruition. And then futuristic is keeping your eye on the horizon, that where's something new coming, or where do you sense a new calling or something that's being overlooked or that you can do in a different direction. It's sort of that pioneer, and with the pioneers, that scout that goes out ahead of everybody and sort of looks at the landscape and sees the overpass and what one is doable and which one's not, and you come back and share that vision with those to protect those and also take them down the best path. The futuristic is sort of keeping your eye there. Where can a new need be met? Or where is the hole in the plan that we're not meeting a need that we should be meeting a need? So that's futuristic, to work towards the future, to achieve new goals and expand horizons.
Thank you for all of that, Angel. And now, how did you meet Rodney?
Well, Rodney and I, actually, he was an East Coast boy. And he was born in Virginia, grew up there, and then transitioned to Nashville for the Christian music industry. And ultimately, he saw Napster change the music industry and went from the music industry to publishing, where he worked at Thomas Nelson for years in their Bible division, their marketing and branding, worked on some great projects there. And at the time, as I had expressed earlier in our interview, that I had worked as a consultant for some major nonprofits and also paired content with a faith-based audience that was quality and family-friendly or faith-based. And I got a phone call from an entertainment contract out of the blue saying, you know what, Angel, I've heard about a project that I think is a really good fit for your audience. I think you're going to really like it. And they brought me, you know, things quite a bit. You know, what do you think about this? Or how do you think it will be received? Or do you think it's a good fit? And I have to tell you, there's a lot that I will say no to that I don't believe is a fit. And there's a lot that I'll say yes to. And there's my own personal criteria for that. But this particular project was the beginning inception of an audio Bible. And the audience I was representing at the time was of moms. It was a large meeting, you know, hundreds of thousands of moms weekly. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it had impacted over 6-7 million moms. And I love the thought of an audio Bible with a busy mom in her car, taking kids through carpool or having to run errands to be able to ingest God's word. Because there's no time in our life that we're more busier than as a mom, especially when we're parenting young children or we're a new mom and we feel alienated or we feel like we've lost our identity. So this project was an audio Bible. And sure enough, they said, we want to introduce you to the company. And Rodney was a part of that company. And so I loved it. We introduced it to that audience that I represented. And Rodney and I ultimately wound up working on over 100 projects together. And never met him. Just worked on over 100 projects together. Oh. And then ultimately, he moved westward with his company. And then his business partner got picked up, who was also Jim. I had worked with them, taking Jim to church events. Jim Caviezel got picked up for person of interest. And so he moved to the East Coast. The company sort of dissolved. And my company had already newly started, and I was already in a strategic relationship with them. I said, you know what, it's best for you to jump ship and come join mine. And so sure enough, it was getting a company going and working hard towards that. And a few years thereafter, Rodney's tenderness to me and my children, his faithfulness as a friend, a godly man, a gentle giant, because I had come out of a dark time, went to my father and said, you know, I'm going to be there for her if she gets a flat tire. I'm going to be there if the children need anything. And then a year later said, you know, I'd really like to date her. And then a year later said, can I have her hand in marriage? I'd love your blessing. So that's how we met. And it's a beautiful God-redeeming story and beauty from ashes in that case as well. And just beautiful. And it's been a beautiful journey.
Thank you so much.
Angel, your favorite scripture?
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. The assurance of faith, the life transformed, or the hope of what's to come. And I love the heroes of the faith in chapter 11. And that's my favorite. It's been that for years.
You know what it's like to have your back against the wall in life. And someone today is feeling that. They're in a dark place. Angel, could you lead in a prayer? Maybe give a parting shot to this dear friend that's listening, and then a time of prayer for them.
Father, we thank you that you are light and that there is no place that any man can go that can exclude you, Father, and that there's no place that's too dark or feeling so isolated and lost, Lord, that your light and your love cannot reach. That I ask that anyone that's struggling right now, Father God, that they feel your spirit, that you're drawing them, that your goal is to draw all men to you, Lord, and that's inclusive and specific of them and their name and their situation and right where they're at. Lord, I ask that they just feel your presence right now and that they turn to you that's ever ready with an open arm, just like my father, my earthly father, that exemplified your grace and your love, that they turn to you, that they call upon your name and that they feel your love envelop them like a warm hug, Lord, and that they seek out others that can help, whether through a local church or through a friend that they know that they've seen light in them as well, Lord, that there is hope, that there is a new day, and that the Lord, that you're so good at turning caterpillars into butterflies, that I am an example of that, and I'm here proclaiming, Father, your goodness to me over these past many, many years from this story onward, how you've worked in my life, that there is hope, there is a new day, that you're there for the ready for new beginnings. And so, Lord, I entrust every listener to you, anyone that has turned on by accident, anyone here that's intentionally that needs this word right now. So, Lord, you are a faithful God, you are a good God, and you're ready to make beauty from ashes with open arms. We praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A prayer from the heart of Angel Hatfield, a prayer from the heart of God and the heart of God's grace reaching out to you. And my friend, you may be in a tough spot as a parent right now, and I believe the Lord, the Holy Spirit, has spoken and encouraged all of us. Oh, how we need the grace of God and to convey that and to pass that on. Angel Hatfield, you are a blessing, and we're grateful for you. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been a joy. God bless.
Inspiring words from Angel Hatfield. Again, serveothers.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, I believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support, make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. I thank you in advance. Hebrews 4:16, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Angel Hatfield, serveothers.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.